Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing He Is Mine, and then part 3 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Hope in the Eye of the Storm, from Hebrews chapter 6, verses 13 through 19.
Long before the fall of man, God designed a master plan. He exchanged the sinner for a sinless one. Jesus left his throne on high, came to earth to bleed and to die. He said, Father, not my will, thine be done. He is mine. Cannot describe the matchless beauty there. Listen to what we're going to do. We will praise the perfect Lamb, King of Kings. He's still the great I Am. He has made all the joys of heaven ours to share. He is mine.
Moved from the schoolroom, from the courtroom, and now it's at today basically the church house. Because today the decision and the decisions that are being made today, see, there's an all-out attack today on religious freedom. To remove today the foundations in which today, honestly, folks, listen. Our school systems were not founded by governmental positions in places and times. Our school systems were actually birthed out of the church. But unfortunately, we let the world take that and remove that. And we've let the world remove and extract everything godly out of our churches. And when I say out of our churches, I'm talking about it's being removed out of the fiber of your home. It's being removed today by what you're living in every day. In the confines of your family. We've let the devil march in and take over everything that's godly, sanctified, and God ordained. Well, I'll tell you what. God ordained the family before He ordained the church. And we better get our families back to God so we can get back in the house of God and be the people that God has called us to be. Amen. I believe that. Recently, Cornell University, an assistant dean for students, stated this and it's documented, that ISIS would be welcomed onto their campus. The ISIS Freedom Fighters could conduct a training camp for students on the campus of Cornell University. Now listen, this is the same ISIS that beheads Christians today because they would not denounce their faith in a living God. Amen. It is a sad day in America today when American money is supporting terrorism in the Mideast. It's a sad day when they load up the airplanes that are in the arsenal or in the inventory of the military and load them up with money and take them to a terrorist nation that's going to turn right around and point their cannons and their artillery towards Israel to try to destroy them. And we're not smart enough to realize they're not only going to point their guns towards Israel, but they're pointing their guns towards us. I'm telling you, and don't be insulted by this, Americans are being dumb. And they are ignoring the values of what our nation was built upon. Our nation was not built upon prosperity and money and fame and fortune and government. Our nation was built upon Almighty God. And if we don't start building our homes on God and getting back to God, we're going to lose our nation. And more importantly, we're going to lose our homes. Amen. I'm talking about your families. I'm not talking about the dwelling place, that roof above your head. I'm talking about your families, amen. I'm telling you, a sad day is coming to America. Don't you believe the talking heads on television? I don't care whether they're on Fox, CNN, or any other news media source today. They're telling you about the economy and everything else. We are headed for a fall, and one morning you're going to get up, and you're not going to like the headlines that you're going to hear them say. As I told you, I think last week or sometime I told you this, I'm not concerned about the planes flying over. I'm concerned about the fact that today they can send in something that will totally annihilate the grid of the electrical power in our nation today. And let's face it, if we don't have electricity, we can't function anymore. We've got to have computers and we've got to have all these electrical devices. And you know, the power goes out, buddy, we can't exist. And I'm going to tell you, it's a prelude of what is to come during the tribulation. I'm glad I won't be here. Hallelujah. I'm glad I got a better place to go. I'm glad one day the trumpet's going to sound. I'm glad today the Lord Jesus Christ is going to give a clarion call from heaven. And in the moment of the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed, for we shall see Him face to face and behold His glory. What a day that will be. Amen. Praise God. Let me hurry. You know, America, the land that we love, that's in a moral, economic, political, and even more importantly, a spiritual storm right now, it affects each of us and it affects our families. Even in the eye of the storm, we have a refuge. David said in Psalm 46, he said, God is our refuge and strength and a very present help in time of trouble. We have a refuge that we can hold on to, a hope today that is set before us. Our hope is in the Lord God Almighty. Amen. There's none else His equal today. Don't even use Satan's name in the same sentence with his, because today it's a shame and a shackle. I'm glad today God is lifted above all today. There is none likened unto him. Thank God for the scriptures declare from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. The American government's not going to change that. The Russians are not going to change that. All the nations of the world are not going to change that, because he's the God who sits on the throne. He's the God that's still in control. He's the God who's sovereign. He's the God that's good. He's the God that's great. He's the God that can do all things, and we've just got to learn to trust this God. Amen. God is the answer today. God is our deliverer. God is our liberator. God is the way maker. God is our salvation. God is our encourager. God is our hope. Amen. So what does hope do, Pastor? Hope does this. I like to put it this way. When someone asks me what hope does, I say, hope, you know, hope sees the invisible today. Hope sees what you can't see, what's not tangible. Amen. I can touch that pulpit. That's tangible. But oh, I'll tell you, there's a God today you can still touch. You may not see him, but man alive, you know he's there. Amen. Also today, hope is not only that gives you that you can see the invisible, it achieves the impossible. We walk around talking about I can't, and I don't know what, and I don't know how, and God's saying, what's wrong with you? Have you forgotten who is God and who's not? You're not. It's not you that's in control. It's me, Almighty God, that's in control. And with God, there's nothing that's impossible. Hope climbs the unclimbable. What you can't climb, what you can't achieve, what you can't do, thank God, in the power and the might of our God. I'm glad today he possesses all power in heaven and in earth. And I'm glad today that when you receive him into your heart and your life, then he empowers your life to be usable for him. And they shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon them. And then fourth for today, hope believes the unbelievable today. I just don't know what we're going to do. I'm just so afraid. I'm just so scared. I don't know where we're going to turn. Let me tell you what. I serve a God who can do the unbelievable. Amen. I mean, this is such a mighty, awesome God. Today, David declared in Psalm 42 and 11, why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. Hope thou in God. This is the kind of hope today that will turn your life around. And maybe you know you need your life to be turned around today. You know, we can drop our anchor today in the very power and the presence of the Word of God and find that we have a sure hope that fadeth not away. This is a hope that is secure. God's Word is truth, and it changes not. Now, they have tried to change God's Word. The different writers and the different publishers have tried to reestablish the Word of God by giving us different, I call them not versions, I call them different perversions. Because they are trying to extract and remove the power of Jesus' name. Some churches here several years ago, they took their songbook that had things like power in the blood. And songs that declared about trust in the Lord, and songs about that pointed to the cross, and songs about anchoring your soul in this year. They removed all of that out of the songbook. They didn't want anything that they thought was offensive. Well, why didn't they just throw the whole songbook in the trash can? And see, the publishers have tried to do the same thing with the Word of God. There's so many different styles of writing. They've got some versions out there that puts it in the common street language. I don't want the Word of God in street language. I don't want to hear something that I can hear on the street. I want to hear what God has to say. Amen. And you know what's amazing? I heard them say, well, you know, Pastor, you can't understand that old poetic King James stuff. Well, I found, buddy, it's beautiful reading. If you'll get to know the author and crown him king of your life, you can read everything he's written in that book, all chapters, all books, 66 books. You can even read the cover and understand it.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, at AOL.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden program, Ministry of the Assembly Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.